preparing for the celebration. And since you all will be following along with me with scriptures on the overhead, so let's take a moment to pray. Gracious God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. For this day is really all about you, God. This day is really a visual example of exactly what Mr. Hayes said of what God can do. So, Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you for allowing me to have served you for 6 years as one of your pastors, Lord. Lord, I will pray that you take hold of this message and allow each and every one to receive this message as if it came directly from you, Lord Jesus. May each one of us here today experience you, know you, and surrender our lives to you, Lord Jesus. It's in your precious name that we pray, Lord. And all of your saints said, amen and amen. Praise God, saints. Today has been a wonderful celebration, a wonderful time of thinking back over the past 6 years of having served here as one of your pastors at Glenville New Life Community Church. But saints, as wonderful as this celebration has been today, there is yet another celebration that we are preparing for that this celebration can't even touch, saints. Is that good? There is a day that is coming that we will be completely speechless and so humbled by what God has placed before us that we will just all want to bow down before the throne and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's how we'll be. Most of the time, saints, many of us don't even think about that day. We are not preparing for that celebration, and even now, many are sitting here thinking, what is Pastor Kelly talking about? Some of you probably have even fallen asleep on me by now. But saints, I want you to nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, wake up. You don't want to miss out on this. Because what we as your pastors have been sharing with you in this current sermon series, and I hope you all remember that we're in a sermon series called Hope Has Come to the World. And just like there have been many that have worked so hard to prepare for this day, I mean, decorations all upstairs, decorations downstairs, food, gifts, it has just been a blessing, saints. But as much as this day has been prepared for, there is a day yet to come, a celebration yet to come that we all can prepare for. Now, I know you are sitting there thinking, well, Pastor Kelly, what celebration are you talking about? Well, saints, let me tell you a little bit about this celebration. First of all, it's not just any old party. It's not a cookout. It's not an anniversary. It's not a wedding or a baptism. It's not even a block party. And it's definitely not a red carpet affair. Saints, if we took all of these celebrations, the party, the cookout, the weddings, the anniversary, the baptism, and the red carpet affair, and the block party, we still would not equal the celebration that is yet to come. Does that sound like a good celebration to you? Does that sound like something you want to be at? Does that sound like something you don't want to miss out on? I want you to know, saints, that this celebration has been the driving force behind my ministry. This celebration yet to come has been the driving force behind my ministry. It's the driving force behind Pastor Toby's ministry and behind Pastor Rick's ministry and many other pastors' ministries. This celebration, saints, that is yet to come, is why we live and why we breathe and why we have our being, saints. This celebration is why we endure. This celebration is why we don't ever, ever give up. This celebration is why we keep pressing on toward the prize. This celebration is the why I always got a smile on my face and a pep in my step. This celebration is the answer, saints, to every time you say, Pastor Kelly, how do you do it? Why do you do it? Pastor Rick, how do you do it? Why do you do it? Pastor Toby, how do you do it? Why do you do it? It is because of this celebration. don't even realize it. But this celebration that we are preparing for is why you live, why you move, and why you have your being. This celebration is the driving force for why you get up on Sunday morning, get dressed, put your outfit on, put your shoes on, put your hat on, and come to church, saints. This celebration is why every day we acknowledge that there is a God and that we call ourselves Christians. So what is this celebration that we're all preparing for? Well, if you were listening in last week's lesson when Pastor Rick preached, and he preached an amazing sermon, amen, had me shaking in my bones. I was so scared about that sermon. But saints, this celebration is why we don't have to be afraid. This celebration, saints, is why we can say that we are called by God. Saints, read with me from the book of Revelations, chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed from her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." Now, I know you are probably still saying, "I didn't get the celebration and all that." But we got to stop here and see, where is the celebration? For this passage is telling us, saints, that there is a new heaven. A new heaven. Not a recycled heaven, not a refurbished heaven, not a remodeled heaven, not a repainted heaven. A new heaven. Saints is also telling us that there is a new earth. Not a recycled earth, not a repaired earth, not some earth that we just put together on the last whim, a new earth. Amen. But saints, the most important part of this is from Revelations 21 verse 3, and I want you to read it with me, starting with the word "look." Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. It's time to celebrate. It's time to celebrate, saints. We never stop to think about what will it be like to live with God. What will it be like to live with God? Our minds cannot grasp the thought, saints. If we were to bring every single brain on the face of the earth into this room, saints, we still couldn't figure it out. The concept of living with God is so huge, saints, so enormous, saints. The words cannot describe what this celebration of living with God will be like. Living with God, having full access to God at all moments of the day. Not having to try to figure out, "God, are you listening? God, can you hear me?" Living with God. What is it like to live with God, saints? Well, let me tell you what it's not like. It's not like living with your parents. It's not like living with mama and daddy. It's not like living with your husband or your wife. It's definitely not like living with your grandparents, your aunts, and your uncles, and it's definitely not shacking up. I mean, saints, this is God. Saints, there's not going to be any fighting about the toothpaste. Who squeezed from the middle and who squeezed from the end? Who left the cap off? Who hid it? Can't nobody even fathom. Saints, it's not going to be an argument about the toilet paper roll, who flips up or flips under. Which way to go? Somebody done left it even on the other side, didn't even put a new roll on. You know how you make that fresh,
and you put it in the refrigerator, you think about an hour later, it's just going to be just right. Ice and cold, you go back, it's that much Kool-Aid left. And you say, who drank up all the Kool-Aid? It's not going to be anybody who leaves that little bit of Kool-Aid in the refrigerator and act like they don't know who did. Saints, living with God, there's not going to be any arguing about who gets the remote. We're going to watch football today or, you know, the housing network. It's not going to be an argument about that. My favorite one is not going to be an argument about who left the lights on. Let me tell you, for all those of you that keep turning the lights out, the lights will always be on when you live with God. And my favorite part is the utility bill will not go up. This is living with God. Saints, I don't know about you, but this is a celebration that I am excited about. This is a celebration that I look forward to. This is a house and a city that I want to live in, and I hope all of you want to be right there with me. Living here, no pay no rent too, Betty. Saints, what else will living with God be like? Scriptures tells us a lot of information about living with God. First of all, it says it's a city. A city. It's not like when Adam and Eve lived with God in the garden and there was only two people. It's going to be a city. And if you ever go to any city, there are always more than two people in that city. So God's city can be composed of hundreds of thousands, millions, maybe even billions of people, saints. God's city is holy. Holy. Now, let me just get y'all deep on that one, because we all come to church and we all supposed to be holy and righteous. But then we say, you know what? She getting on my nerves. Did you see what he was doing back in that back hallway? Oh, I just cannot believe they even wore that to church. Yeah, we say stuff like that. But saints, God's city will truly be holy, pure, sinless. Everybody will be amongst the community of the righteous. There won't be anybody off in the cut doing something wrong, because everybody's going to be doing the right thing. Scripture tells us five things that will not be found in God's city. In God's city, there is no sea, no tears, no sorrows, no death, no pain. Saints, can you imagine living with no tears? That means nobody ever hurts you. That means you are never sad. You never regret anything. No sorrows. No time in your life when you say, I regret doing that or I regret doing this. No sorrows, no death. No death. No death. Saints, you won't have to, there won't be a funeral home. There won't be a cemetery. There won't be a plot or a headstone or us coming together trying to surround the one that has lost, because there will be no death. There will be no pain. No pain. I just love that one. Especially for all of us that as we are aging, we start feeling the aches in our backs and the knees start cracking and the joints tighten up on us. And I got up the other day at my hips, so I was like, well, what's wrong? No pain, no physical pain, no mental pain, no emotional pain, no spiritual pain, no pain, no pain, no pain. You know, God's city going to put a whole lot of folks out of work, saints. I just thought about that. No doctors, no social workers, no lawyers. No police. We all going to relax and rest. You know, maybe some teachers might still have some work to do. But I guess so. God will be our teacher. Teachers, you get a break. You get a break. Thank you, Kia. Saints, what is the importance of the scriptures telling us about these five things that will be absent from God's city? The first thing it says is there will be no sea in the city of God. Why is that even important? No sea. Well, saints, Seas are composed of what kind of water? Salt water. Humans cannot live from salt water. We live from fresh water. And if we're Christians, we live from the living water. You see, the seas in the Bible represent division and separation, and something unusable and something evil. And even it's often described as the place where Satan will end up. But saints, when we are living with God, we will drink from the living water every day. There will be no hunger pains. There will be no thirst at all. You won't have to figure out standing in front of the refrigerator with the door open for hours trying to figure out what you're going to eat or drink, because you're going to be drinking from the living water. Man, I can't wait to get to heaven. Please rapture me now, God. It sounds so good. Saints, there will be nothing, not one little thing that separates us from God. There will be no division. There will be nothing that is unusable or evil, and there definitely will not be a Satan. Saints, celebrate. Celebrate. I was listening to that song when we sing it. I will celebrate a new song. A new song. Because you see, saints, in God's city, in God's holy city, there will be no tears, no death, no pain, no sadness, no sorrow, no brokenness, no loneliness, no anger, no bitterness, no jealousy. It's going to be amazing. Guess what, saints? There will never be a time where we hear a child say, "I am without my Father." You will be with your Father every day. Saints, there won't even be time in God's holy city. No time. I think I found a few gray hairs, saints. No time. None of us will age. We won't have to worry about getting wrinkles or anything like that. God will give us our perfect bodies. No sickness, no disease. No disease. No disease, saints. That's no cancer. That's no heart disease. No lung disease. No arteries clogged because you ate too many double cheeseburgers. None of that. Saints, scripture even tells us that there won't be a temple. You see, God dwells in us, in our hearts. But when we get to God's city, he's going to be right there with us, all around us, present every moment. So we won't have to worry about how we're going to fix the roof on Glenville or how we're going to fix something, because we won't have that worry. There will be no sacrifices, no sun, no moon, no darkness. God's light will penetrate every corner of darkness. There will be no abomination. Saints, the city of God in Revelation 21:5, read this with me. He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said, "I am making everything new." That means me, and that means you. All of us are going to be made new, and he told us to write it down and go tell somebody else about it and to say that these words are trustworthy and true. Saints, this is the celebration that is coming. This is the celebration that we are all waiting for, and this is why we endure. This is why, saints, 6 years here at Glenville, and it's really been longer than that, but 6 years here at Glenville have been worth it all. This is why I can say on behalf of Pastor Toby and Pastor Rick that 20 years are worth it. The biggest thing that I have learned is that we are in this together. We are in this together. I chose silver colors, saints, because when you celebrate anniversaries, the 6 year is represented by iron. And scripture in Proverbs 27 tells us, read this with me. As iron sharpens iron, so another person sharpens another. Saints, I like it said, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. We cannot do this alone. You see, Saints, the stronger I get, the stronger you get. The more in Christ you get, the more in Christ I get. The more I succeed is the more you succeed. The better you are is the better I am. Saints, the more you can see the face of God in me is the more that I can see the face of God in you. Saints, this is why it is time for a new vision for Glenville, Saints. We cannot keep doing the same thing, Saints. We cannot keep looking at Pastor Kelly as a part-time pastor. It is time, Saints. I cannot serve you at my best and at my fullest part-time. I have given you every ounce of energy, Saints, but thank God I got more to give. Thank God the party ain't over, Saints. Saints, let me tell you why I'm so passionate about this. You see, Saints, there is no Pastor Kelly without Glenville New Life Community Church. There is no Pastor Kelly without Glenville New Life Community Church, Saints. I came from Glenville. I walked in those same doors you walked in, and I signed in as a guest. I wrote my name and my phone number as a guest. And then I liked what I saw here. That's what we need to start telling people. We like what we see here. And then I started coming more and more often, and I became a friend. And then from a friend, one day I was sitting there, and God impressed upon my heart that it was time to give my life fully to him. And no turning back, and I came right up here. Matter of fact, I think I was standing over here a little bit because that's when we had the pews. And I gave my life to Christ. And it was a blessing, Saints, because you know what? When I came up, I didn't realize I wasn't even looking around. I was so focused on God, but my twin sister came up at the same time. We gave our lives to Christ the same time, the same day, and we have been here together ever since, Saints. So then from a member, I became a leader. Something in me was seeing. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what you all see. But you all saw something in me and said, Kelly, become a leader. Start doing more. And I took that challenge. And then from being a leader here at Glenville, I went all the way to Pittsburgh and became a student. And Saints, and then from Pittsburgh, I came back. You see, Walter, Pittsburgh, they try to keep you. They try to keep me in Pittsburgh. Oh, yeah. But I was so dedicated to Glenville. Because without Glenville, there is no me. Without our pastors, without Pastor Rick and Pastor Toby as my mentors, as my teachers, as my guide, there is no me, Saints. Saints, I said this earlier in service, but I really want you all to express to my sister over and over and over again that without Casey, there is no Kelly. Without my twin sister, I cannot say I am a twin. Without her, I would not be here because I started my journey here coming as her guest to her wedding, Saints. That's how deep God is. My children are scattered all around and about somewhere here. That's how it happens with church kids. But without my children, I am not a mother. Without my husband, and he so desperately wanted to be here today, Saints. But they're going through some layoffs in Warrensville, so keep them in prayer. He had to go to work. But without him, there is no wife, Kelly. And Saints, without God, there is no child of God. Without God, there is no children of God, Saints. We are who we are because of Jesus Christ. And Saints, this is the hardest part of this sermon today, Saints. Because without us who are sinners, there is no Christ. Read this with me, Luke 19, verse 10.
came to save the lost. To seek and save the lost. So even though this celebration is a celebration of 6 years of service, what I celebrate every day, and what I want us to celebrate today and acknowledge today, is that God came and took the lowest sinner, the one who had did so much wrong, the one who did not deserve any love, any grace, any mercy, the one who wasn't even worthy to step across the steps into Glenville. Just like Mr. Hay said, well, look what God can do. God took the lowest, undeserving person in the world, and he said, I love you. I love you. And what's even better than all of that is he is doing the same thing with you. He is taking the sinners. God didn't come here for some holy folks. He came here for the sinners, the broken, the downcast, the outcast, the lowest of the low, the one who doesn't feel like they are worthy to be here. And he loved you. He loved you. God loved you so much, saints. God loves you so much that he is tearing down heaven and earth just to live with you. He said, I am making a new heaven and a new earth to live with you. I am making a new heaven and a new earth to live with you. That's how much he loves you. He loves you so much that he sacrificed his son. He loves you so much that he sent hope into this world, hope into this world, to prepare us for the celebration of the new world. God loves you so much, saints. And I love this. He loves you so much that he wants to live with you for eternity. Not like sometimes at home, when they only want to live with you long enough, they don't want to see those hair rollers in your head, or they tired of you with your crazy jogging pants and all the scratching and all that stuff, and say, I don't want to live with you no more. I'm done with this. God loves you so much that he wants to live with you for all of eternity. Saints, he loves you so much that he wants you to tell others. You see, saints, we were once the broken and the outcast. We still are broken and outcast. But God wants us to show others that are broken, to show others that are outcast, to show others that are sinners and that are adulterers and fornicators. You see, saints, most of us, we get the bad folks around us and we immediately start thinking, oh, you know what? They brought that on themselves. I can't even hang with them no more because they're so bad. I don't have no more love in my heart for them. But God said, I want you to treat them just like I treated you. And I want you to show them the most amazing love, the most amazing grace, the most amazing mercy, the most amazing forgiveness. And he wants us to go out to those that are broken and outcast and downtrodden. And he wants to say, want us to say to them, Jesus, 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 come join us with the celebration of Jesus. You see, saints, hope has come. Hope has come. Hope has come. Now all we had to do is prepare for the celebration, saints. God is so good. Let us pray. Gracious God, you are so good. You are so amazing, so wonderful, so loving, Lord. Lord, I pray that when you evaluate Glenville by our praise, that we stand at the highest mountain, that you can hear us on every corner of the universe, how much we love you.
and how much we know that you have sacrificed for us, Lord Jesus. Lord, I'm just praying that those, Lord, that still don't believe, that still don't trust, that still question and doubt, Lord, would they let it go and hold on to you, Lord Jesus. There's nothing better in the world than you, Lord Jesus. So I'm praying for all of us, Lord, help us because we are broken. Help us because we are low and we are down. And we are sinners, undeserving of you, Lord Jesus. So, Lord, I'm praying for all of us that we don't just have 6 years of celebration, but another 600 years of celebration of ministry here at Glenville on your behalf, Lord Jesus. And we give you all the praise, Lord. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And the people of God said, amen and amen. Saints, the doors of the church are open.